Hey there, knowledge seekers. So, you're looking to level up your understanding of cloud security. I like it.
And you've come to the right place.
Today's deep dive is taking us straight to the cloud. Well, the digital cloud, that is. We're talking about the Certified Cloud Security Professional Certification.
The CCSP.
Exactly. You've handed us some intriguing materials on this one, so clearly you're ready to unlock some serious cloud security knowledge.
It's a hot topic for sure, and it's only getting hotter.
And with good reason. But for those of us who might not be fluent in cloudese quite yet.
Cloudese.
Yeah, you know, all the acronyms and jargon. Let's break it down to basics. What exactly is this CCSP thing?
In a nutshell, the CCSP is the gold standard for cloud security certification.
Ooh. I like the sound of that. Huh. Gold standard. So this isn't just another line on a resume.
Not at all. It was created back in 2015 by ISC. That's the International Information System Security Certification Consortium.
Catchy.
And CSA, the Cloud Security Alliance. Two of the biggest names in information security.
Okay, so we know it's legit, but what makes it so special? Why is the CCSP the gold standard?
Because it goes way beyond just the tech stuff. Anyone can learn about firewalls or encryption. Don't get me wrong. That's all important. But the CCSP is about crafting a whole security strategy. It's about understanding risk.
So it's about big picture thinking, AD, having those in the trenches skills.
Exactly. It's about being a risk advisor, not just a techie.
Okay, entry level officially spiked. Imagine this. A data breach happens at your company. A CCSP wouldn't just fix the tech problem. They'd be the one figuring out why it happened, how to stop it from ever happening again.
And how to keep the damage to an absolute minimum.
That is the CCSP difference. So how do you become this cloud security master? What are the magic ingredients?
Well, there's no magic, just hard work and expertise. The CCSP breaks down cloud security mastery into six interconnected domains. Think of them like the pillars holding up a secure cloud. And just like those pillars, they all depend on each other.
Okay, so it's more than just a checklist of technical skills. It's about having a well-rounded understanding of how everything fits together.
Exactly. The first domain is all about grasping cloud concepts, architectures, and design.
So, before you even touch the tech,
you need to understand the blueprints of the cloud itself.
Like, what exactly is the cloud?
Well, sort of. More like, how does it work? What are the different cloud service models, deployment models? These are the foundational concepts you need to grasp.
Pull up cloud service models. I feel a little lost.
Think of it this way. Have you ever used Spotify or Netflix?
Who hasn't?
That's software as a service, one type of cloud service model. Or think of a company that provides online tools for developers to build their software that's more like platform as a service. It's about figuring out how the cloud itself works before you can secure it.
Makes sense. You can't build a fortress without knowing the lay of the land. So once you understand those models, what's next? What about the data itself? I mean, that's what everyone's after, right?
100%. And that brings us to domain two, cloud data security. We're talking about all the vital information we entrust to the cloud these days. Our financial details, our health records.
Don't forget those embarrassing karaoke videos we'd rather forget exist.
Exactly. This domain is all about creating layers of protection around that data. How is it stored? How is it processed? How is it transmitted? And eventually, how is it deleted? Every stage of its journey in the cloud needs to be secure.
It's like putting on your metaphorical seatbelt, even in the digital world. You want to make sure your data is protected no matter where it travels.
I like that analogy. And none of this happens without a secure foundation, which brings us to domain three, cloud platform and infrastructure security.
So we're talking about making sure the servers themselves, the physical heart of the cloud, are locked down tight.
You got it. But here's the thing. A secure server is no good if the apps running on it are vulnerable, right?
Oh, that's right. It's like having a state-of-the-art vault, but leaving the key under the welcome mat.
Exactly. Not very helpful. Which is where domain four swoops in cloud application security. This is all about making sure the apps themselves, from their creation to their everyday use, are designed with security in mind.
Because what good is a secure cloud if the apps running on it are wide open to attack?
You're getting it. Now, domains one through four, they've given us the foundation, the data protection, and the secure apps. But it's all for nothing if we don't have someone to keep an eye on things, right?
Right. It's like having a security system but forgetting to turn it on. You need someone monitoring the alarms.
And that's where domain five comes in cloud security operations. This is about the day-to-day work of keeping a cloud environment secure. Incident response, vulnerability management, security monitoring.
Okay, so it's the boots on the ground, always vigilant aspect of cloud security.
You got it. And last but definitely not least, we have domain 6, legal, risk, and compliance.
Ah, yes. Because even in the digital world, we have to play by the rules.
Exactly. This domain is about understanding the laws and regulations surrounding cloud computing, making sure your organization is ticking all the right boxes.
So you need to be a cloud security expert, A&D, a legal, all rolled into one.
You could say that.
This is already a lot to process, and we've only just scratched the surface. What I'm realizing is this CCSP is way more than just technical skills. It's about strategy. It's about risk. It's about truly understanding the inner workings of the cloud and all its complexities.
You're exactly right. And speaking of complexities, there's another layer to the CCSP that really makes it stand out.
Okay, I'm hooked. Tell me more. What else makes this certification so unique?
It's not enough to just ace an exam. The CCSP requires cold, hard experience in the field.
Oh, tell me they're not going to make us dig through resumes here.
Oh, they will. 5 years minimum of hands-on work in IT.
5 years. Okay, they really mean business. So it's not just about passing a test. It's about proving you can actually walk the walk.
Exactly. And it gets even more specific. 3 of those years need to be in information security.
Okay, so no faking it till you make it here.
Nope. And at least 1 year laser-focused on one or more of those 6 domains we've been talking about.
So they want to see that you've been in the trenches, wrestled with real-world cloud security challenges.
And come out on top.
This is no joke.
It's not.
Yeah.
And that's what gives the CCSP its weight. It's held by people who haven't just studied cloud security, they've lived it.
Now, I know some of our listeners might be thinking, 5 years, I'm just starting out.
I was going to say.
Is there a path for those eager beavers who haven't quite hit that 5-year mark?
Absolutely. That's where the associate of ISC comes in.
Okay, tell me more about this associate path.
It's a great way to dive in, even if you haven't clocked all 5 years yet, pass the CCSP exam.
Which is no small feat, let's be honest.
True. But if you pass, you become an associate.
Yeah.
This gives you a 6-year runway to gain that required experience.
So it's like a fast track to the big leagues. Prove your knowledge now, gain the experience on the job.
And then level up to full CCSP status.
Love that. Okay, so you've got the experience, you've mastered the domains, you're ready to tackle that CCSP exam. What should someone expect on that fateful day? Paint us a picture. What's it like?
Buckle up. It's a 3-hour exam.
3 hours.
Three. With 125 multiple choice questions.
125.
And I need a score of 700 out of 1,000 to pass.
3 hours of cloud security intensity. That is a mental marathon. Any tips for our listeners who might be prepping to enter the arena? What should they be focusing on?
Well, remember those 6 domains we talked about?
Of course, our cloud security pillars.
Those are your training plan. Make sure you have a deep understanding of each one. And just as important, how they all connect.
Right. It's one thing to memorize facts, but another entirely to apply them in real-world scenarios. You've got to connect the dots.
You've got it. And that's where practice exams come in. They're your secret weapon.
Practice exams.
Yes. Get comfortable with the exam format. Train your brain to think like a CCSP.
Like doing practice laps around the track before the big race?
Exactly. The more familiar you are with the material and format, the more confident you'll feel walking in.
Speaking of confidence, any other test-taking strategies you can share? What mindset should people adopt for this exam?
Remember how we talked about that CCSP mindset, that risk advisor mentality?
Thinking big picture, looking for those underlying causes and long-term solutions.
Exactly. That's key on exam day. For each question, think, what's the biggest risk here? What needs protecting most?
So prioritize, think strategically, and always bring it back to risk management.
You got it. Don't get lost in the technical weeds that the question's really about a broader security principle.
See the forest, not just the trees.
Yeah.
Even when faced with a technical jargon avalanche.
Yes. And never forget, security is more than just technology.
Right. It's about people, processes.
Physical security, too. Be ready for questions that cover all those bases.
So a holistic view, even under pressure. Keep that CCSP mindset strong.
Exactly. And lastly, trust your gut. You've put in the work. You know this stuff. Don't second guess yourself.
Don't let those exam day nerves cloud your judgment. Easier said than done, am I right?
You've got this. Deep breath, trust your instincts, and go crush it.
Love it. Okay, so for those who conquer this beast of an exam, what awaits them on the other side? What does it really mean to hold a CCSP certification?
Well, first of all, Congratulations are in order. Earning your CCSP is a huge e-accomplishment.
Rightfully so.
It shows a deep understanding of cloud security principles and the real-world experience to back it up.
It's like that saying, tell me and I forget, teach me and I may remember, involve me and I learn. The CCSP shows you've been involved, you've gotten your hands dirty and come out on top.
Well said. It's a powerful signal in a job market that's frankly desperate for qualified cloud security professionals.
And let's be real, with everyone and their grandma migrating to the cloud these days.
It's true.
The demand for pros who can secure those environments.
Through the roof.
Exactly. So having those CCSP letters on your resume
puts you right at the front of the line.
It's like having a VIP pass to the hottest party in tech.
You could say that. But it's more than just salary bumps and fancy titles.
Yeah, more.
The CCSP can open doors within your current organization, too. Think leadership roles, heading up new cloud security initiatives, even advising top-level management on strategic decisions.
So you're not just implementing someone else's vision, you're shaping the whole strategy.
Exactly. And that's where that CCSP mindset really shines, being a strategic thinker, a problem solver, a leader in the field.
It's about more than just the tech. It's about understanding how security impacts the entire organization's success.
100%.
So, yes, it's a certification, but it's also a career catalyst.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Okay, so you've convinced me. It's impactful, it's career changing, but for those of us who like to quantify things, what's the actual tangible impact of having that CCP on your resume? Can you really put a dollar amount on it?
Well, let's just say those letters can be pretty powerful. Studies show that on average, CCSP holders earn significantly more.
Significantly. Come on, give us some numbers.
We're talking double-digit percentage points higher than their non-certified counterparts.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
It's a real measurable return on that investment you made.
Right. You've invested in your education, in your expertise.
And that translates into real earning potential.
Music to my ears.
Yeah.
So not only are you contributing to a safer digital world, which is, you know, a pretty great feeling.
Absolutely.
You're also boosting your own bottom line. That's what I call a win-win.
Exactly. But it's not just about the money, right?
Okay, there's more.
Think about those expanded opportunities, the influence that comes with being a CCSP.
Right. You mentioned this before. Leadership roles, strategic decision-making, becoming a trusted advisor.
Imagine yourself walking into a meeting, and you're the one with the knowledge to guide decisions.
About something as critical as your organization's security posture?
That's the power of the CCSP.
It's not just about having a seat at the table. It's about being the one they turn to for the answer.
And when you have that kind of influence, you can really shape how your organization approaches security.
You can be a true champion for best practices.
Advocate for smart investments, you know.
Foster a culture of security awareness from the top down. It all starts with that decision.
Yeah.
To invest in yourself.
Pursue the CCSP. One decision that sets off a whole chain reaction.
Impacts your career, your organization, even the security of the entire digital world. Whoa. That's a lot of responsibility. No pressure or anything.
Right. But on a serious note, think about it. As we rely more and more on the cloud for everything.
I mean, it's not going away, is it? If anything, we're only going to become more reliant on it.
Exactly. The stakes have never been higher. We're talking about protecting our finances.
Healthcare data. National security?
It all depends on strong cloud security, and that's where you come in.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. You've got me feeling all inspired now. For anyone listening who's felt that spark, that nudge to explore this world, what are you waiting for? This has been an incredible deep dive, and I don't know about you all, but I'm ready to go tackle some cloud security challenges of my own. Big thanks to you for sharing your expertise with us.
It was my pleasure, and remember,
knowledge is power. Especially in this ever-evolving world of cloud security.
Keep learning, keep growing,
and keep those clouds secure. Until next time, knowledge seekers.